Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The National Weather Service has a hazardous weather outlook for us today in our tri-state region. Light accumulations of snow, sleet, or freezing rain are possible into later this morning. Now, there might be slippery road conditions out this morning, so please be advised of that. And the worst news is that unseasonably cold and potentially record temperatures are expected today through Thursday. High temperatures expected to remain near or below freezing with overnight lows in the single digits or teens. We'll check in with our meteorologist Pat Pagano and get the details on that tri-state forecast in just a few minutes. Town of Salisbury Historic District Commission is having a meeting at 9 a.m. at Town Hall. Also in Cornwall, the Economic Development Commission meets at Town Hall at 9 a.m. A public hearing at Town Hall on the 2020-2030 town plan at 7 p.m. The Park and Recreation Commission meets at Cornwall Town Hall at 7:30, and the Housatonic River Commission meets at Cornwall Consolidated School at 7:30. Now, today in Sheffield, Board of Selectmen have a working meeting at 2. The Agricultural Commission meets at 3:30 and the Conservation Commission at 6 p.m. Town of Kent Architectural Review Board has a meeting coming up. That meeting is set for Town Hall at 5:30. Planning and zoning meeting in North Canaan happens at 7 p.m. Great Barrington Public Transportation Advisory Committee holding a forum at Berkshire Community College South County Center on Main Street in Great Barrington regarding improvements to bus service. That meeting will be held at 4:30. In news out of Dutchess County, middle and high school students in Dutchess County can now enter the 2020 BTIC Free Contest by creating a 30 to 60 second public service announcement video on tick-borne disease prevention. Prizes totaling more than $500 per division, according to a release by the county legislators' TIC Task Force and the Department of Behavioral and Community Health. Submissions may come from individuals or groups. An entry form and instructions on how to submit are available on the web at duchessny.gov/departments/countylegislature/BTICFreeMediaContest.htm. The deadline for submissions is March the 11th. Bushnell Sage Memorial Library on Main Street in Sheffield presenting a zero-waste workshop, Going Green in the Kitchen, 5 till 6 p.m. Pre-registration is required at 413-229-7004. Talking with Teens, a free community forum that uses current science to talk with youngsters about drugs and alcohol, taking place from 7 till 9 p.m. at the Berkshire South Community Center on Crissy Road in Great Barrington. Northeast Town Hall has a forum on the 2020 Dutchess County budget proposal. That meeting is coming up Wednesday at the Millerton Library Annex at 6 p.m. Salisbury Sharon Track Committee meeting on Wednesday at 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Town meeting in Falls Village on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. The agenda will include underground fuel storage tank removal, preliminary negotiations with Aquarian for the sale of the water company, and ratification of a new contract with teachers at the Lee H. Kellogg School. The North Canaan Board of Finance has a meeting on Wednesday at 7:30 at Town Hall. Coming up on Thursday in Sheffield, Massachusetts, Zoning Bylaw Review Committee meets at 5 p.m. The Zoning Board of Appeals meets at 7 p.m. at Sheffield Town Hall. Salisbury Central School parents, students, and other community members invited to hear proposals about merging the current 7th and 8th grade sports programs for all elementary schools in Region 1 at a Board of Education meeting. That comes up on November 14th in the school cafeteria, a presentation by Ann McNeil, Region 1 Athletic Director. North Canaan Elementary School Board of Education is being held on Thursday at 7 p.m. at the North Canaan Elementary School. The Northeast Town Board has a public hearing, the adoption of a joint comprehensive plan for the town of Northeast and the village of Millerton at Northeast Town Hall, 19 North Maple Avenue in Millerton, New York. That meeting is set for the 14th at 7:25. A copy of the proposed joint comprehensive plan is posted on the town's official website and available for inspection at the Northeast Town Clerk's Office and Millerton Public Library during regular hours.
Coming up on November 15th, four organizations have teamed up to present a volunteer fair at St. James Place on Main Street in Great Barrington on Friday from 1 till 3 p.m. Nonprofit organizations and municipalities meet with prospective volunteers. Tables for participants are available. For more information, extension 16 at 413-442-1521. Pine Plains Rescue Squad will sponsor a holiday craft and vendor fair on Saturday the 16th from 10 till 3 at the Pine Plains Firehouse. Refreshments will be available for purchase as well. The Bidwell House Museum at 100 Art School Road in Monterey presenting their fall fundraising party on Saturday from 4 till 7 p.m. More information at 413-528-6888. Also online, bidwellhousemuseum.org. The Amenia Fire Company sponsoring its monthly all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast on Sunday the 17th from 7:30 to 11 at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street. It's $8 for adults, and children and seniors pay just $7. Informational meeting in Sharon addressing broadband internet needs will be held on Sunday the 17th at 11 a.m. at Sharon Town Hall. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished the day at 27,691.49 yesterday. NASDAQ starts out today at 8,464.28 and the S&P 500 at 3,087.01. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.